Welcome to Music Without Borders. I'm Bob Fantuzzo. Thanks for tuning in. This program was made possible through funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. The music in this program is a live recording of a concert performed on April 26, 2018 by Douglas R. Ewart on self-made flutes, didgeridoo, and percussion. Vocalist Manque Ndosi, percussionist Davu Saru, cellist Jacqueline Ultan, and me, Bob Fantuzzo, on Native American-style flutes. We were joined by students from the Urban Arts Academy. That's them in the background, playing drums they made in a workshop the week prior to the concert. More about that later in the show. For many, the music you're about to hear may be quite different from what you usually listen to. It's music that goes beyond the boundaries of established musical genres. It's a music of texture and expression, created in the moment by improvisers, listening intently to one another, feeling the music as it evolved, and being open to possibilities. That's how to listen to this program. Not just with your ears, but with an open mind and an open heart. We invite you to immerse yourself in the sound and to experience the music to its fullest. Welcome to Music Without Borders.
Woo!
I'm here with Douglas Ewart, and we just decided the piece you heard was called Clarity. And in it, you heard the students playing bells throughout the process.
You know, bells are a symbol for many cultures, many forms of philosophy, the church, for schools, for emergencies, for gaiety. They're used in a lot of religions as a means of starting the process of meditation. So this is what the idea behind using the bells, and the students just took to it wonderfully. Bells have an intricate and great history from the diversity of materials and shapes and from the cultures that they emerge.
This next piece we're calling Reflections on M-Archive. It features Monkwe Ndosi reciting from Alexis Pauline Gum's poetry. And Douglas, you're playing the didgeridoo on this.
Yes, I am. The didgeridoo is a really stupendous instrument, if I should say so myself. The origin of it is the Aboriginals of Australia, who is said to have developed the instrument 60 to 70,000 years ago. It's an open tube. They can be conical or cylindrical. Of course, they'll give different kinds of overtones if they are of different shapes. But the didgeridoo is a wonderful instrument, and one has to learn how to circular breathe in order to play the instrument. By that, I mean you have to have a constant supply of air for the instrument over a good duration of time, or else you really cannot play the didgeridoo.
Yeah. from M Archive by Alexis Pauline Gums. She opened the first door and closed it behind her without looking back, and the second one, and the third one. Three layers of glass as she entered and protected the chamber at the same time. From outside, it looked like one huge drop of water. Transparent and diligently shined on the outside. Grazed by the perfect mix of salt, phytoplankton, zooplankton inside, so the glass stayed clean. If she had learned to open her eyes underwater, she would have been able to look out and see the whole community, the long horizon, the living places and places beyond living now. But this was not about a chance to look through water at what she already knew was there. This was an initiation. This was an initiation. An access point to perceiving what she had never been able to perceive before. What the elders could only gesture toward. What the power hungry rightly feared. If her training had not been enough, then this was it. If her training had been enough, then this was it. Her breathing, the last moment of air. She entered the central chamber, floating cross-legged until all the bubbles left her. And when it happened, she doesn't wonder who else could hear it. She sighed.
What we're going to hear next is Sonic Zephyr. And I was wondering, Bob, that the instruments that you're utilizing, what are they?
Well, I'm playing the Native American style flutes. And
I guess you could say I'm playing them in a non-traditional way.
Okay.
I'm kind of stretching the limits of the instrument at times and not playing it in the way that most people have heard the instrument. It's usually heard in a very traditional Native American style.
Yes.
Or in a New Age style.
Okay.
And I try to put a different bent on it. It's an expression of who I am.
Yes.
And so I enjoy that. So.
How did you get into doing that?
Oh, that's a long story.
Okay.
But the short story is I was seduced by its sound.
Okay.
I just fell in love with the sound, and I had to play it.
Beautiful.
Of course, one of the things I like about what's coming up next is the interaction between Davu and Jacqueline. The cello and percussion are just always there and are just interacting together. It's sublime.
Yes. And, you know, Davu Saru and Jacqueline Hultan are both fabulous artists. Both are educators. They have been very dedicated here in the Twin Cities, and both are currently teaching.
So be sure to listen for their interaction in this next piece. Thank you. You're listening to Music Without Borders. I just want to mention that we're naming these pieces as we are listening to it in the studio. And this next piece we decided to call Terrestrial Tap Dance. And Douglas, I think you came up with the name. Would you like to say something about it?
Yes, it's a magnificent piece in terms of how we interact with each other in the ensemble. It's just beautiful. You can just see someone dancing to this piece. And on it, I'm playing a really ancient Chinese instrument called the bawu. And it looks like I'm playing a flute, but there's actually a reed inside of the instrument that vibrates. It's a single reed. The tube has holes in it just as a flute does, and so you're able to play different pitches, registers, timbres, and there's this multiphonic kind of quality about the sound. It's very much like a harmonica sound in some regard, and you can blow the instrument or you can suck in as you would on a mouth organ. So it's a powerful instrument, and it's made from bamboo. The reed is made from brass, but the body of the instrument is made from bamboo. And then there's a small bit of buffalo horn that covers the reed so to protect it from being damaged because it's very sensitive.
On this piece, obviously Mang Kuei is vocalizing on it, but we also hear you vocalizing on it. And you're doing some throat singing, aren't you?
I love throat singing, and it's a form that is used by the Tuvans. It's used by monks, the Tibetan monks. It's used in Japanese singing, and people all over the world are learning more about throat singing. And it's a technique where you're able to sing very low, and you're also able to sing multiphonics, which are several notes being played simultaneously. And it takes quite a bit of practice to do it. And I was doing a little practicing of it while Mankwe was singing Mankwe Ndosi.
So here's terrestrial tap dance.
Inside you, your mother, you must carry your mother inside you. She carries you inside her. Ain't no choices, always relation. And I wanna float around the earth. Oh, never alone. Never alone. Thank you. plants tickle your toes. The sun warms your cheek. Bursing through you to each other.
At this point in the concert, we were able to bring the students back up to join us. This piece, they got to perform on the drums that they had made in the workshop. We're going to call this piece Tribal Pulse because it just has that feel to it. And Douglas, I just have to say you were tremendous in facilitating the workshop. You want to talk a little bit about it?
I love working with children, and this was a great experience for all of us, both rewarding and at the same time very challenging. And at times you get a bit frustrated, or I should say I did. But, you know, the commitment and the way that the children react, because these are young people, they're between 7 and 10 years old. And it requires a lot of focus to build instruments and to do anything well, but particularly to build something complicated and then to learn how to utilize it. We built drums and shakers, and we made a good portion of the instruments were built from recycled items. We used construction tubes that were cut in lengths of about 8, 10, 12 inches, and we decorated them through paint, or some actually did a little collage, and then we covered the top of the instrument. The skin was goat skin and deer skin, and tremendous sounds. We used a stick to play it, and the kids were very creative in their designing and painting. But the wonderful aspect was how when the moment came for the children to perform, because I should back up and say that during different phases of the rehearsal, there was chaos.
There certainly was.
Where they lost their concentration and so on. It was a wonderful experience, and I'm looking forward to listening.
Well, here's Tribal Pulse. Thank you. The last piece we did in the concert was Douglas leading the students in a folk tune called JJJ. Douglas, you want to say something about it?
I learned this years ago in Chicago when I was doing workshops with Urban Gateways by going into schools. And some friends of mine had learned it from some African musicians. And after learning the song, I took some liberties and added some geographical locations just to stretch the song and to make it more interesting, and also a way to teach the geography in the class and rhyming and how you bring in things that you're learning in school into a folk song. And folk songs usually develop in this manner where they start off one way and people add things over time and they evolve. So JJJ is a really driving kind of song, and once you get it going, people tend to get locked into it, and it can go on for some time.
And the kids loved it.
Yes.
Come my life, so wait.
You've been listening to Music Without Borders. Thanks for tuning in. This is a KBEM production produced by Bob Fantuzzo and executive producer Michelle Jansen. The music was performed by Douglas R. Ewart on self-made flutes, didgeridoo, and percussion, vocalist Monkwe Ndosi, percussionist Davu Saru, cellist Jacqueline Ultan, and me, Bob Fantuzzo, on Native American-style flutes. A special thanks to Tamar Gedalia, Lydia Doreen, and Sajira Shahid at Urban Arts Academy, who made the workshops and concert possible. And a very special thanks to each and every one of the students who participated in this project. C. Andrew Mayer recorded the concert for this show. Thanks for listening. This program was made possible through funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.